Are you okay, Craig? Are you?
Yeah, I'm working on our, you know, taking photos for our Facebook page.
Right, with this phone that you have.
I know. It's a very...
By the way, you're not taking photos fun. Usually when people take a picture, it's like, smile. You're like concentrating and it looks like you're ignoring the subject in front of you.
I know, and I don't get up because I'm, you know, I'm chopping off heads and it's just not good.
Well, what you see is what you get. I don't know
what
the difficulty is with that.
Well, I have a willing suspect here.
Maybe we should just give it to Tina. She takes like a selfie. Get your own picture. That's how it works, right?
I might be better off, yeah.
We'll do that.
I'm just working on it. I'm getting used to it.
We've got joining us this morning is Tina Salyer from the Lorain County JVS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. You've got a busy couple of days preparing for your big open house.
Yes,
on
this is our busy time of year.
You recently had a lot of students come by, right, from the different schools?
We did. Last week we had sophomore career days, so we hosted over a two-day period. Over 1,000 sophomores from our 13 school districts came into the building and had an opportunity to see the campus and experience two career technical programs. And we're hoping that every one of them brings their mom and dad back on Sunday to our open house.
What kind of response do you get? What do they see? What do their eyes do when they're going around the corner?
For many of them, it's the first time they've been on campus. It's an awesome 2 days. We make sure that they get to do something with their hands. Like, we don't sit them in a lecture room and talk to them. We might talk to them for 5 minutes. Then they're changing tires. They're making pasta. They are they're designing websites. Like, we pair them. You know, it's student to student.
Right.
We pair them with one of our juniors or seniors, and we get their hands right in it. Because
wow.
That's what sells it. That's what sells Lorain County JVS is, you know, it's not just books. It's, you know, hands-on.
It's doing something.
It's doing something.
And a lot of times the kids who come out there want to do something rather than just sit at a desk.
Absolutely. Different learning styles, different strokes for different folks.
And of course, that was going on. And then I always get releases from you from students that are doing great things. So recently there was a student, he had a skills...
Yeah.
Competition, like a Statesman Award.
Dakota from Keystone. Yeah, he's a junior student who was elected regional vice president of Skills USA. Skills USA is one of our career technical youth organizations. We call that an extracurricular activity. All of our students are involved in a career technical youth club related to their program. So he was elected for the region. He's going to be running for state vice president of Skills USA. And as a result of him winning the regional office, he got to go to Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago and do some leadership training. So from the national Skills USA level.
That's Dakota Friedel.
Dakota Friedel from Keystone. He has lots of buddies and friends out there, lots of supporters. Oh, he's from our building trades. He's a heating and air conditioning student.
And then I saw where you have marketing students that had a DECA competition.
Yes, again, that's career technical youth organizations. They competed at the regional DECA organization. I'm not sure where that was, but they'll be going to 11 out of the 13 that competed will advance on and be competing in Columbus in a variety of different categories.
And some of these competitions depend on what discipline that they're studying at this school, right?
Like DECA is for business and marketing. Skills is for the trades. We have some for culinary. We have some for our service. There's about 5 or 6 different ones.
It's just a whole different way of getting out beyond the school.
And an opportunity to win scholarships.
Oh, okay.
So when they compete, it's just not competition for the sake of competition. You know, if they advance, and every year we take students to the national competitions, you know, pretty much across the board. So they get to go to Orlando, and they get to go to St. Louis, and they get to go to, you know, all different opportunities. Many of them, first time they've ever been on a plane.
Tina, let's say somebody's a freshman or a sophomore now. They're riding to school with mom or dad, you know. They're off to school this morning. And they hear this conversation, mom and dad listening. And what do they have to do at their school to say, you know, I want to learn more about Lorain County JVS? Do they have to do something at that point?
Well, actually, we've made it a little easier. We now have an online application system. So if someone wants to apply to Lorain County JVS, they just go to lcjvs.com. There's a great big fat apply today button on the homepage, and they can start that process, okay? Used to be you had to work through your home high school. So we've simplified that for the residents in the county. The best thing that they can do is encourage their kids to take advantage of our eighth grade tours, which are happening right now, okay? You know, the mom or dad can say, did you sign up to go on that? Or make sure they sign the permission form because it's a field trip. So the majority of our school districts will bring the eighth graders who are interested out, and it starts sort of in the eighth grade visiting our campus. Even before that, we take career fairs. We take our students into the fourth, fifth, and sixth grades, set up some tables in the auditorium, and they get to see what carpenters do and, web designers do, hands-on activities. So I guess the best thing a parent could do would be to just start the conversation with their kid about whether or not they've had an opportunity, they've heard about it at their school, because we start fourth, fifth, and sixth grade and give, it's about introducing them to what career technical education is all about. But of course, the most important thing they can do is come Sunday, 1:30.
1:30 to 3:30, your open house. Okay, I come out at 1:30. What am I going to be doing then?
Well, you're going to decide what you want to see. If you really want an overview of all 24 programs, I would suggest you be there at 1:30. We're 10 acres under roof, so lots to see. Every teacher will be on hand. We will have current students on hand. We will have employers on hand. We will have successful alumni on hand. So, it's one thing for us to sit around and tell you how great we are and what we do for kids. But when you've got graduates and you've got employers endorsing our training and our programs, I mean, I think that speaks volumes. So you will have an opportunity to see the campus. Unfortunately, geography is not our friend at Lorain County JVS. I mean, we serve students from Avon Lake and North Ridgeville and Sheffield Lake. Unless they're heading to Wellington or Columbus, they've probably not driven by our campus. So, and I would put our campus against any school building in Lorain County. It's a beautiful campus. It's safe. A last open house, I had a mom who was walking around and she goes, I would just like to see the nurse's office. You can see any part of the building you'd like to see. We'll take care of you.
Do you bring back former students who might be doing very well in their own particular trade to talk to these people?
Yes. Almost all the labs will have successful alumni. And we post those stories on our website. We have a gallery of success because there's so many stories to tell. So, yes, you'll be able to speak with students who have completed the program, many who have gone on to college and are in the workforce.
Now, you talk about an open house for parents and students. What about for some adult who may want more training?
Yes, our adult career center will be there as well. You'll be able to see those adult labs. You'll be able to register for spring classes. It's pretty much the same protocol as the high school program. All their staff will be there and, will help you with the registration process. And for the high school as well, since it is an online application, you can actually do that with the help of JVS staff at the open house if that makes you more comfortable, as opposed to doing it from home or doing it from, the high school with your counselor. You can sit down and apply. Many people take advantage of that opportunity. We open our tech centers up for that.
We're talking this morning to Tina Sellier from the Lorain County Joint Vocational School. The JVS is having their open house this coming Sunday from 1:30 until 3:30. It's a short time period with a lot to do.
It probably isn't too short of a time period. We usually have people showing up at 1 and stay until 4.
Okay. Obviously. It's one of those, you can't clear people from eight acres? How many, 10?
10 acres under roof.
You can't clear people out in 10 acres in 15 minutes. Please come to the front door. We're closing down. But there's lots of other things to see and do there. What are some of the really unique things that people might be surprised to see there, or fun things that maybe they're working on now?
That's a good thing. I want parents to know if you have an eighth, ninth, or tenth grader, and you should have received an invitation. So that's what the open house is geared for. But if you've got younger kids and, you're worried about bringing them along because you're worried about keeping them busy, we have lots of fun stuff going on, too. For example, in our commercial truck technology program, we've got a tailgate. Going on Hot Dogs and Pop, sponsored by Ray's Truck and Auto, one of our great business partners. The vice president is an alumni. He hires our students. So again, part of that giving back and wanting to, you know, continue to promote the trades. We have an awesome pretzel cart in our culinary academy that Guy Fieri donated to Lorain County JVS as a way to encourage entrepreneurship. I said that well. So our students will be selling pretzels. We'll have popcorn. We'll have the COS students will be doing little manicures and massages. So there'll be lots of fun stuff, too, to keep everybody busy if you have little ones that you need to keep busy right. While the mom and dad are talking to the teachers.
And you talk about all the different types of disciplines there, open and suitable and interesting for both boys and girls coming out there.
Absolutely. Too. And, I did this Facebook post speaking about social media. We had our digital media arts instructor did this really cool art contest with his students. And so I think the post went something like, a lot of people think Lorain County JVS is just all nuts and bolts. Not true. A little something for everyone. I mean, we have 5 career academies, which is kind of a school within a school approach. Whether you're artistic, whether you're mechanical, whether you like the whole social media and artsy thing, a little something. Culinary's huge. We have really something to fit everybody's interest and goals and skill set.
And you also will talk about at this open house a little bit about how you can earn the college credit and maybe work that track as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things I'd like parents to understand. You know, if you think that Lorain County JVS isn't for your kid because they can't go to college, you could not be more wrong. All of our programs have articulated college credit or industry certifications available that give them a leg up in the work world, because employers don't have to pay for that or allow the time for their employees to train. And like, for example, our culinary program, successful completers of our culinary program can earn up to 35 college credits that will articulate, mean transfer to Lorain County Community College. So students who successfully complete and are real gamers can start at LCC the year after graduation and get their associate's degree in a year. So opportunities, opportunities, opportunities.
Can students who attend their hometown schools, maybe they're involved in some sort of activity, after school activity, sports, can they go to JVS and still take part in those things?
We bend over backwards to ensure that our students can stay connected to their home school. We have athletes from all disciplines. We have this rock star, Clearview football player. You know, we have cheerleaders, we have wrestlers, we have band members. Absolutely. Our school day ends at 2:14. The buses are there. The kids can be back to their home school, depending on where their home school is, you know, in a simple bus ride.
Now, I've got to ask, because I'm that kind of guy. 2:14?
Yes.
Why 2:14 and not 2:15 or 2:13?
That question I can't answer.
Okay, well,
but
I stumped
it is.
Her.
It's 2:14.
2:14, Bruce.
I like 2:14. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can we end our show like at 8:58?
We sometimes end our show. Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we end it at 8 o'clock, yeah. But that's a story for another day.
Exactly.
Well, I'll ask that. I'll go back and try to get that answer for you next time I come.
I don't know. Just 2:14.
You're going to start a whole meeting, a subcommittee. Why 2:14?
Yeah, there'll be an investigation.
It's the length of time it takes to get a bus somewhere else that matches up with another bus and works well.
I'm sure there was some thought put into it.
Sure. Yeah. We'll see. Lorain County JVS open house this Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30. There's no registration. People just need
to show up. Show up. It's really our premier recruitment event. So, again, if you've got, anybody who's even considering it, you know, we've had parents, you know, over the course of the years that I've seen come every year because they want to make a really smart, informed decision. So, but especially geared for 8th, 9th, and 10th graders, we're expanding our 9th grade programs. You know, the bulk of what we do there is for junior and senior students in high school, but we're really working on getting students there earlier. So even especially if you have an 8th grader or a 10th grader, now's your time.
And it's a good chance to see it. You know, you have good things on your website and some, you know, pictures, videos, things like that, but nothing beats just going out there and sort of seeing it and sense what it would
be like. One-on-one is still really the best way to learn about what we do.
Right. It's the JVS, and again, then 58 and 20.
Route 58 and 20.
You can get there from anywhere, I guess, is pretty much the way you can say it. Tina, thanks for stopping in this morning.
I really appreciate you having me.
Tina Salyer with the Lorain County JVS.